Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. My name is Deacon Louis Zimlick, and we're glad you're with us here today, this October 6th, the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And, of course, we're heading towards fall. You know, the weather's getting a little bit cooler. We've had a lot of rain lately, and the seasons are changing. You know, I often bring this up. You know, I often bring up the weather because it is one sure way of us knowing that God is real. God exists. We see this in nature. We see the animals going into hibernation. We see some people going into hibernation. We might even feel like we're going into hibernation sometimes. But it is a time to take stock of ourselves, take stock of our lives. But to take it easy on ourselves in a way too. Not too easy. Not to the point where we become couch potatoes and, you know, we don't go out or we don't interact with anyone. We don't go to church. We don't go to mass. We don't pray. We don't communicate with God. Not to that point. But to really realize that each day, this day today, Sunday, is a gift. Too often what's happened, in our world, you know, in some ways, the United States has become a little bit like communist China. We're working every day, working every single day. Something we should keep in mind too is to, you know, pray for our leaders, pray for President Trump, pray for the people who are in Congress. It's very difficult to see the things that are going on in the world. And what we have to do is we have to, instead of focusing in on politics, we need to focus in on God. Focus in on Jesus Christ. Focus in on my own life, my own family, what I can do in my community, what I can do to help in my community. Because there's always someone who has a lot less or just less than we do. And to keep that in mind somewhere in the world, and a lot of suffering people too. You know, they say the suicide rate is up, 30% in the last 10 years. And I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot that we're not doing anymore. We're not praying as much as we used to. We're not going to church as much as we used to. We're not, social media. We're not getting out. You know, we're stuck on our Facebook accounts and on social media and, binge watching movies and TV shows. When we need to be getting out, we need to be getting outside. Go for a walk. Go pick some apples. Pick some pumpkins. Try to get outside of yourself and literally get out of the house. Get out of the house and try to unplug. Especially young people, try to unplug from from your cell phones, from social media, and plug into God, plug into the power of Jesus Christ, and especially into the power of His church, the Holy Catholic Church, home of all seven great sacraments, these holy sacraments, especially the sacrament of reconciliation, which helps us to clean house, helps us to get our life back on track again. And of course, last weekend was the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year. So I shout out to all of our Jewish brothers and sisters. Happy New Year. And hopefully this will be a beautiful New Year for all of us. But we start over this day. This day. This very day. And to start our day over again. We're gonna go into that, into the scripture readings today, where our day, give us this day our daily bread. And all throughout scripture, we're gonna see this word day and today, come up over and over again. So we're gonna talk about that. So, in case you want to, contact us, you can contact us through, DeaconLouisZimlick.com. As well as if you're interested in anything about the Catholic Church, you can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo, which is diokzoo.org. Our radio program is archived at holyfamilyradio.net, And I know they just got done doing a fundraiser, and if there's any way that you could spare a few nickels or dimes, throw their way. It's very wonderful programming. Most of it's EWTN, EWTN.com programming. That's HolyFamilyRadio.net. And, of course, we're continuing to pray and work on getting together at Nazareth, you know, SaveNazareth.com. Go there, sign the petition, and of course we're going to be praying out there the 13th of this month. It's on a Sunday. It's actually next Sunday. Next Sunday we'll be out there praying from 11 o'clock until 11 till noon for 1 hour, peacefully praying out in front of the Mother House, the historic Mother House and Chapel out on Gall Road in Kalamazoo. And please come out, pray a couple of rosaries with us, have some good conversation, and we'll pray for the Sisters of St. Joseph, especially the management in Cleveland, that they change their mind about the destruction, the tearing down, which is underway. It's starting already on the campus there, and sooner or later they will get to the Mother House and the chapel, and those will be destroyed forever. It's very sad that we think that this is how we help the environment, by destroying things. But the greatest thing we can do for our environment is to reuse things, to repurpose things. That's the greatest thing we can do for the planet, for ourselves, and for generations to come, to save and preserve and reuse these beautiful historic structures and really sacred structure. The chapel is a very sacred place. So let us go right into our readings today. In case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zemlich. This is the Epiphany Radio Program here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And this is the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time, October 6th, 2019. These are the readings at Mass that are read all over the world. So you receive, in this radio program, you receive liturgy, basically liturgy of the Word, which is the first part of the Mass, and then Liturgy of the Eucharist, Holy Communion, is the second half of the Mass. But you got to show up for that, right? You have to physically go to the church. Now, if you're homebound or something like that, and you need to receive Holy Communion or you need to see a priest, please call one of your local Catholic parishes in your city and town, and they will make arrangements to help you in that regard. So our first reading is from the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk 1, chapter 1, 2, 3, and then chapter 2, 2 through 4. How long, O Lord, I cry for help, but you do not listen. I cry out to you, violence, but you do not intervene. Why do you let me see ruin? Why must I look at misery? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and clamorous discord. Then the Lord answered and said to me, write down the vision clearly upon the tablets, so that one can read it readily. For the vision still has its time, presses on to fulfillment, and will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not be late. The rash one has no integrity, but the just one, because of his faith, shall live. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our psalm reading is Psalm 95, 1, 2, 6 and 7, and 8 through 9. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Let us acclaim the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing psalms to him. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. For he is our God, and we are the people he shepherds, the flock he guides. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Oh, that today you would hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as at Meribah, in the day of Massa in the desert, when your fathers tempted me. They tested me, though they had seen my works. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Our second reading is from 2 Timothy 1, 6 through 8, 13 through 14. Beloved, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you had through the imposition of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. So do not be ashamed of your testimony to the Lord. Do not be ashamed for your testimony to our Lord, nor of me, a prisoner for his sake, but bear your share of the hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. Take as your norm the sound words that you heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Guard this rich trust with the help of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Okay, very nice. And our gospel reading today is the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, 5 through 10. That's Luke 17, 5 through 10. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant, who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here and immediately take your place at the table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat. Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished.' He is grateful to that servant because he did what he was commanded. So should it be with you. When you have done all that you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So some beautiful readings here today. In case you're just joining us, this is the Epiphany Radio Program here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. My name is Deacon Louis Zemlich, and we're glad you're with us here today, this October 6th, 2019, the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And this one word to listen to today is not only faith, about having faith, but also living our lives one day at a time. Think about that, my brothers and sisters. That's all we have. But what happens to very many of us is we get stuck in the past and we just can't move forward this day. this day is a gift for us. You know, the old saying, people would say, the gift is, that's why they call it the present, because it's the gift. Well, we have this past, present, and future, much like the book of Revelation, which has to do with the past, the present, and the future. And that book is very fascinating. We're always very fascinated by the book of Revelation. But the gospel readings and the readings from Holy Scripture today are very interesting. There is no listing for the book of Habakkuk. It's a short book. But there is no reading, there is no teaching on this particular part of the Bible. But you look at these words. I cry out to you, but you do not listen. I cry out to you violence, but you do not intervene. Things happen in God's time, my brothers and sisters. They happen in God's time. And many times we have to be faithful. But what happens instead is we give up. We get to a certain point in our lives and we give up. And I understand. I get it. Okay? I've been there. I can be there this very day. But I do not stare at the past, my brothers and sisters. Many of you know that I'm in recovery. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I do not stare at the mistakes of my past. Jesus Christ has forgiven me. I have confessed these wrongdoings of my life. And I am moving on. God wants me to move on. You know, Moses was a murderer. I often bring Moses up. He's one of my favorites. He made a lot of mistakes. But Jesus Christ came to save sinners. And his mercy is the greatest for those who are sinners, the biggest sinners of all. But we have to cry out. We have to cry out in faith, God help me. And as the psalm says, because God is crying out for each and every one of us every single day, my brothers and sisters. And we continue to say no. We've somehow become comfortable in our misery. We have become comfortable in our victimhood. That we have become professional victims. Victims of our divorce. Victims of our wrongdoing. Victims of the crimes we have committed or others have committed against us. And yes, some rightly so, I understand you have great difficulty, maybe even hatred towards that other person, place, or thing for that happening to you. And for that, I'm very sorry. But today is a new day, my brothers and sisters. And the question is, do you want to live in that mire of the past? Or today, if you hear his voice, you do not want to harden your heart. And maybe right now your heart is kind of hardened. But this is a new day, my brothers and sisters. And this word today is mentioned 2,659 times in the Bible. Excuse me, 2,624 times. And I really want to read one of these readings from the Catechism where it talks about this psalm. Today is in the hands of the Lord. Today's time is in the hands of the Lord. It is in the present that we encounter him. Not yesterday or tomorrow, but today. So today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Also in this psalm, when the church prays it, it marks it with the word today, a word echoing to the Holy Spirit. Do you hear that? A word echoing to the Holy Spirit, this word today. Tempting God wounds our trust with God and our respect that we owe our Creator. Jesus chose men to succeed him in his ministry. These are this laying out of hands that we see in 2 Timothy. This rekindling of the gift given to you by the laying on of the hands during ordination. We think about this, my brothers and sisters, praying over people, loving people, and praying for them. But also to remember this, deposit of faith, these salutary words, she, the church, has these great heralds of the apostles. All of the cultures and the traditions and the customs from all over the world, past, present, become this great deposit of faith. And I really want to read that. It's from 1202 of the Catechism. Also, in case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zemlich. This is the Epiphany Radio Program. Of course, this is an outreach of the Catholic Church. We want you to come home. We want you to come and pray, celebrate Mass with us, receive the sacraments, receive Holy Communion, and especially receive the gift of reconciliation, to be forgiven for those sins, and to start this new day, to start this new day with Christ Jesus and Christ Jesus's healing. So from 1202 of the Catechism, I just want to read this. So it's so beautiful when we think about this deposit of faith, all of our ancestors who have gone before us. And so here we go. The diverse liturgical traditions have arisen by this very reason to the church's mission. Churches of the same geographical and cultural area came to celebrate the mystery of Christ through practical expressions characterized by the culture in the tradition of the deposit of the faith, in liturgical symbolism, in the organizations and fraternal communion, and in the theological understanding of the mysteries and the various forms of holiness. You're missing something so great, my brothers and sisters, when you do not go to Mass, when you do not receive this community, receive this great communion, this great communion, this great deposit of faith. And so let us go right on to the gospel, which is to be in perseverance of this faith and to live our lives just this day. So we think about these two words, my brothers and sisters, and this is really what I want you to carry in your hearts through this week, is to ask God to heal you this very day, to heal you enough to where you can come to Mass, where you can receive the sacrament of reconciliation, where you can receive the sacrament of Holy Communion. See? And if you're a young person, to think about your future in the church. You know, we're hitting this kind of this low bottom right now, right? Where, but the seminaries are filling up, my brothers and sisters, throughout the world. This is not the end of the church. This is not the end of the power of Jesus Christ being here to convert our very hearts and souls. No, it is just the beginning. It is just the beginning. You know, it's always darkest before the dawn. It's always the most terrible, and every generation thinks, this is the end. This is the end. No. This is the beginning. This day. Today. And we keep faith. We keep our faith. And we know that we live in a fallen world. A beautiful world. God is here with us, especially in the Holy Eucharist. But to persevere in faith, to live and grow and persevere in the faith until the end, we must nourish it with the Word of God. And we must beg the Lord, my brothers and sisters, to persevere in our faith. I don't know how many of you get on your knees and pray. I talk to many people about this getting on your knees and praying. I ask them that. I ask people who are trying to get along in recovery. You know, many people are like, oh, well, I can't do that. I can't. Well, you know, there are Catholic churches, unfortunately, who don't get on their knees and pray either. See? There is great sickness within the church as well. See? With this liberalism of, I do whatever I want to do. See? It's a sickness. It is a sickness. Without a doubt. Because doing whatever I want to do is not being obedient or faithful this day to God Almighty. And especially to Christ Jesus. So we are called to beg. To beg the Lord for an increase in faith. To save our lives and to save the lives of others. Especially our own family members. And so as you go through this week, live life one day at a time. Do not stare at the past. And do not stare into the future. Do not think that your life should be somehow very different today than it is today. Your life is exactly where you're supposed to be at this moment. But things can be better. Things can be better with relationship with Jesus Christ. Intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Especially receiving the sacraments of the church. Receiving the community. Receiving Holy Communion. And especially receiving reconciliation. Being reconciled with God, with your family, with your whole community. This is the miracle that the church has for everyone. Everyone. The church has this available for you and for me every single day. So as we always talk about at the end of our program, to go to the EWTN website to look at the theology of the body. Our bodies are sacred, my brothers and sisters. We talk about human sexuality. You know, the world talks about human sexuality. Just do whatever you want to do. Be whatever you want to be. Well, we are men and women. That's what we are. That's the reality. That's a reality. That we are men and women. And we are holy. And we are sacred. And we are beautiful. And we are pure. And we need to work on that. And so I invite you to go to EWTN.com and in the search box, go to Theology of the Body, St. Pope John Paul II. And this is his 35th audience in the context of the commandment, you shall not commit adultery. In his general audience of the 13th of August, 1980, the Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, continued his catechesis on theology of the body. He presented our Lord's teaching against adultery in the heart as a return to the spirit of the law, whose letter had been stretched to allow polygamy. See? It is a sin, my brothers and sisters, a grave sin. Our bodies are holy. And I invite you to, we'll touch on this theology of the body every single week on our radio program. We ask you, that's kind of your homework for the week. So theology of the body, and that's Pope John Paul's 35th audience. And of course, next week we'll have another one, week after week after week. So we also invite you to go to SaveNazareth.com. Go there, check it out. We're trying to save the mother house and the chapel, historic mother house and chapel out on Nazareth Road. And just be at peace this week, my brothers and sisters, that God will provide for us. And beg God, get on your knees and beg God for this faith in Jesus Christ, the faith in His church, and to pray for all and everyone in this world. May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. We love you.